welcome back. You're listening to Dice and Slice, Pathfinder 2nd Edition podcast. Previously on the Dice and Slice podcast, the conversion stream. The Carps have been fighting their way through monster after monster inside Wave Echo Cave. Jim rushed into a room while still under the effects of a hasten spell from Coral. But unfortunately, that spell wore off early in this room, and he found himself going through withdrawal in front of a new enemy, aghast. The room was full of these things. The Carps worked their way through them, and Jim eventually recovered to help clear them out. Our group did a little bit of backtracking to the room where they fought the oozes, and Coral dove into the water there, finding a magical wand of magic missile. Finally, the gang decided to continue on the path they were originally taking, and ran into a group of mutant dwarf zombies being led by a fire elemental. Daryl decided to try to bottleneck these enemies so they couldn't get to the rest of the group, while Sid blew them up with a sound burst. Unfortunately, these zombies are very tough, and they managed to climb over a wall to get to the rest of the group. The Carps are fighting for their lives. The tension is heating up. Let's listen in.
So the target is plagued with fits of laughter, so he still has to laugh, and he cannot take any reactions. But he probably doesn't have any, so...
I was going to say, you're currently flanking him.
So he has no reactions for one turn?
Yeah, but it's...
Okay. All right.
Less helpful.
He's... Okay. Jim. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so... I am on fire.
You're on fire, right?
What color is the fire?
Red.
I'm going to try to not be on fire.
Okay. DC 15. One action to Path of Flames.
Different dice. And so if I just took all three turns, it's like DC 15.
Yep.
Take that D20 at the first.
Oh, sorry.
That, so it doesn't bounce off of it.
Yeah, mine would not stand a chance of this. 17. Oof.
Boom! The fire's out. Oh, see, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's persistent fire damage.
I guess... There's some, like, 2d6 fire damage that just people can't get rid of, and it just keeps burning them alive.
Yeah, that persistent damage is rough.
They got, all right. Like, 2 sixes, so it's like 12 damage every round, and he couldn't break it out.
I do that, and then this fire guy, so and I go...
Two actions left.
I do flurry blows.
Okay, flurry blows, 2 attacks.
With my staff.
With your staff. Because you're being got it.
First one is a 12 plus. That's 22.
Hit.
That's a very satisfying crack.
The second attack is not probably gonna.
Just bludgeoning damage, right? But it counts as cold iron, magical, all that stuff, right? Your fist? Oh no, it's your staff. It's not your fist. So just bludgeoning.
Again, monk bullshit.
Somehow your staff counts,
is his fist.
So your staff counts as cold iron somehow.
Monastic weaponry. Okay. Everything that is a general unarmed attack applies to monk weapons.
I'd love to know how your staff becomes cold iron.
Well, his fists are cold iron.
Because
he just radiates.
He's a monk.
I channel my ki into my attacks.
Into
so that,
cold iron.
So my attacks have the effect of.
Okay,
cold iron.
That makes sense.
Have you ever seen
sense.
Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, yeah.
That. He's going Super Saiyan.
Come on.
I assume 12 doesn't hit.
No.
Okay.
So of course he can do that.
Just 2d8. Well, it's great.
Just 2d8?
Just 2d8.
Just 2d8.
Just 7 damage.
Yeah, you didn't roll too good, did you?
No.
That's 7 more damage than he had before.
Oh, hey.
It kind of retracts some of its fire limbs as you do that.
I'm gonna hit it again.
Okay.
So I can do that. Try to hit it again. Yeah, that's an 11. I'm gonna miss.
That's a miss.
I assume. Sorry.
Okay. here we go. So.
And my staff didn't burn. Right.
Zombie one. Why is there that thing on him again? What's
I'm hunting him.
You're hunting him. Okay. Zombie one is going to make a melee. It's going to try to punch you. Because that's apparently what zombies do.
Punch me?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll my saves for me if I need.
You fail.
You sure you wanted me to roll them?
Yeah,
right. 23. Yep, that'll hit.
What is it? Oh, D10. Okay.
But I will. Yeah, I can block it with my shield.
Well, you're going to be able to block all of it then, because it was only 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Do you need to repair your shield soon?
I do, but that was just barely enough that it didn't even touch.
What's your hardness? 5? 6?
Yeah, maybe it wasn't. No, I think it was 6.
You had
6.
A special
shield,
didn't he? Yeah, he had a
that
special.
That was just enough to dent it, and it is now damaged.
Broken?
And if I... No, the next step is broken.
Okay, so you can still use it until it breaks.
You can use it, but I believe there's, like... It doesn't work as well. There's something to this.
I think you can use it as long until it's broke, but if... Yeah, if you
I'm confused know otherwise. On that rule, but
well, it's going to the dents are going away in real Pathfinder anyway. So
yeah.
Okay, so you block some of that. Did you take any damage then?
I would have taken 1 damage.
Just 1. Okay, and then it's going to use a second action, and so it's going to actually knock you back.
Okay.
So you'll just kind of move down the hallway.
Down the hall or down this way?
I think he gets to choose. I'm going to choose to the hallway.
Can you choose?
As he's hitting you, you probably go north, actually. There you go. And then
go into the
this
wall.
Thing is going to hit you again. It has a reach of 10 feet.
Okay.
Long zombie arms.
10 feet, though?
Yep. 22.
Does not work. No, it matches.
I was like, really?
I was like, those.
You are rolling really good right now.
I rolled a 19.
I saw. By accident. So
in all fairness, we were rolling really good earlier.
Yeah.
That's true. 14 bludgeoning damage. Yeah, I rolled max damage on that. Okay, so that was 1. Well, Cultist 2...
These things apparently have 10-foot reach.
Cultist 2 is going to walk up.
Yeah.
And then just diagonal to go right in front of Davril. If somebody can move
their arms are apparently 10 feet long.
Just picturing Dalsim from Street Fighter.
Yeah, right there. Right in front of Davril.
Yeah.
And he's going to attack Davril.
Why are you doing this?
24.
That hits.
And... 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And you are knocked back another 5 feet.
Fun.
And then it's going to attack you again.
Okay.
Go. Oh. Oh my god. Hold on. 21.
Guys, I'm going to die.
21.
That misses.
Okay.
By 1.
Alright.
I rolled it. I have to hear that you're going to die one more time.
You only have to hear it until he dies.
I'm going to die. I meant going into dying, really.
Okay, so then now the next one is Cultist. Is that 3?
Yep.
He's going to go this way.
He's going to relentlessly punch.
He has a speed of 25 feet.
Five.
Can you get to anybody?
That's rough terrain. 10, so. 15, 20.
Well,
that's rough terrain, though, right?
That's 20 feet. He can reach me.
Yeah, he has 10 feet reach, too.
Oh.
So
he can reach me from back here, but
he's actually going to go there and hit Kasich. Gonna reach over.
That's too far away.
10 feet?
Because that's elemental 10 somebody? Feet away. Kasich's back here.
The no, only one just can't. I've looked. You think there would be.
He's gonna punch over.
Yeah, it's two diagonals, so it's 15.
Then no. Okay. Yeah. So he'll just hit Jim. Or he'll try to hit Jim. 26.
Hit.
I'm rolling really high with this dice. 13 bludgeoning damage. And then he's going to attack again. And he's going to miss. Alright, and then the other goblin, or the goblin, the other zombie.
Do I get pushed back?
No, he did not activate that. So
Okay. 10, 15, 20.
Cultist 1 is going to move right in front of Davril.
Here?
Yeah. I think he can make that with 25 feet.
Oh, I didn't even check.
That's fine.
He could have made it.
Okay, and then he's going to attack Davril. Ho, ho, ho. 27.
That hits.
Ooh, bad damage, though. That one. So 7 bludgeoning damage.
Aw, shucks.
And he's going to push you back 1. And then he is going to attack again. Only at a plus 3.
Oh, I'm bloodied, by the
way.
And 6.
Okay, no.
Yep. He didn't hit you there. Okay. Okay, so then one last left. Zombie 2. He is going to move as close to Cultist 3 as he can.
25,
right there. Rough terrain. Okay, but and he's not within 10. Is he within 10 feet of anybody? No.
No.
Okay. All right, that is their turn. Davril.
They can't move again. They don't have 3 options.
I was thinking D&D for some reason.
No, we gotta be honest players.
Yeah, so have him move all the way up to Coral. Okay, and he's gonna attack Coral.
Rude.
He's gonna miss. Yours AC isn't good. 12?
No. Okay. It's not that bad. Come on.
Well, it's all right. 21.
21 hits.
God, I'm like rolling 18, 18, 18. These guys only have a plus 3 to hit on their second attack. And he's still hitting that much on it. 11 bludgeoning damage. So that was move, move, attack. So that's it.
Ouch. Shit.
And now it's Davril's turn.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Thank you for that, Davril.
For what?
Telling me that they can move again.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Davril.
We gotta be honest. Come on.
I mean, yes, I agree.
So, step forward, and I will attack Cultist or Zombie 1.
Okay.
I just think it's ironic that now you start acting like a paladin.
Oh, here we go again. The Coral and Davril.
Because you've been acting so much like a bard, right?
Yes.
Don't bards hit on everything they see? Come on.
What?
Haven't you read any bard meme?
That is a meme. I thought that was robes.
No, that's bards.
Bards?
Have you not seen any bard memes?
Oh. No, I've never seen those.
What's
memes.
Wrong with
ever.
You?
Never. I've never been on Tumblr.
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
What's a Tumblr?
Alright, first attack.
Oh, I definitely know what a Tumblr is.
15 plus 12. That's 27 to hit.
That would be a crit. And what type of damage are you doing?
What do you mean, what type of damage?
What type of...
I mean, it's slashing.
Okay. You're going to
do seriously something.
You're going to do an extra 10 damage.
Positive.
Yay! Yeah, any
plus,
positive
plus, I mean, these
too?
Are undead. Yeah, there's positive.
Okay, another 10 damage. They're weak to positive.
Is that weak to positive?
Yes.
Wow.
So add 20 damage to whatever
okay.
you just did.
So, sorry. I haven't done a crit for a little while. It's double all the dice.
Yep.
Yeah, and the new version, it's just you roll and then you double it. So you
yes.
can do it either
so
way.
So that's...
Yeah. Eventually, that's what we're going to go to.
So just, I'll
makes
just double
it.
It's
slightly more swingy, but other than that, it's less work. Oh.
Yeah. So, all together... That's 42 slashing and positive damage. Oh, wait. 47 slashing and positive
damage. 47
damage. Unless you double that, too.
Did you add hit or one?
I did, actually.
Oh, okay.
47.
And then did you double
well,
the modifier
you
and the one?
Well, do we double the modifier,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then 53 slashing and positive damage.
Dang, son.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm just doing all that math.
Just subtract another 5.
Wait, oh, hold on. That doesn't kill him?
No. How much damage?
Altogether, 53.
He has Pathfinder. Everything.
Are you sure? I thought you said 60-something.
No, 53.
53.
Because I rolled 11 damage there, so that's 22. Plus my modifier is 5, so that's plus 10.
Okay.
Plus another 20 from all the extra damage.
It's definitely bloody, but it's not dead.
Plus, like, 1.
This is going to be rough.
Yeah.
There's well, he said he only had a plus 3 to hit, so it's not that
hey,
bad.
We might need the to module run. Says there are 6 zombies. I only did 5, so you're welcome.
Wow.
That's a small-ass room for 6 zombies.
Mm-hmm. It's, well, that's...
Probably my draw.
No. Anyway.
Second attack.
And he's not action. Done yet, ladies and gentlemen.
So you want slashing damage and positive.
So it's 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
It is actually yep. Okay.
Slash.
Zombies are easy to they don't have a lot of dodge to them.
So I add an extra 20 damage.
As long as you're doing positive they're piercing and slashing.
Not, versatile.
Do more than 2 damage and you kill it.
Oh, well, I did it.
Okay.
Oh, that's 9.
Wait, no,
that's
it's
14.
And what's that zombie 2 still?
Oh, sorry, that's 34 slashing positive damage.
Yeah.
And slashing. Which one is that?
Okay. That is cultist one.
Just flails. Oh, shit, I was right. Is that the one you've been hitting this whole time?
Yeah.
I don't know, I just have V-E-R-S written on my sheet.
I'm just going to swap these two.
Go for
this one. Okay.
Whatever makes it better for us. He did?
He did.
Yay! He did.
Hey, we're down 1.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
On round 1, or round 2. Okay. Is that all your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Cassock. You got any slashing, my friend?
Okay, I have expert daggers. He's very versatile.
Yeah, you need to look up, can he do slashing damage with his daggers?
If there says versatile, you can do slashing or piercing.
Does it say versatile S?
It just says versatile.
Or versatile P. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's... It wouldn't do bludgeoning, so it's got to be...
Unless you smack him with, like, the back end of the deck.
The handle.
I think there's, like, one weird, like, either monk weapon or door weapon.
Do it okay, all. So I will...
Slash monk.
So I'll stow my bow.
One action.
One.
I can do it all.
15... 20, 25.
Okay. What? Second action to move.
And then I will.
Quick draw.
Quick draw, twin takedown.
Ooh. Okay.
Daggers.
Do it.
Alright.
Ooh. I finally get to see this. Right. My rogue was going to have this.
20.
Hit.
I'm on a 520, yeah. Okay. And then, so it's. I'm not done. Just on a. So that'll be. 4 slashing.
So 14 to zombie 1. Okay.
And come out with the other dagger. That'll be 17. It's actually agile, so it'll be 18, 19.
19 to hit? Yeah, it hits. These guys are pretty easy to hit. You'd have to roll really bad if you guys miss.
Okay, well, don't jinx us.
Like, you'd have to roll a 2.
That will do the maximum of 7 damage.
So 17 damage.
And you should feel bad if you
Is it too much to ask how much their plus to hit is?
8. Huh. So not that bad compared to what the other guys
You were just rolling really well.
I really was.
I thought you said it was plus 3 a minute ago.
Well, plus 3 on the second hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this one's looking really rough.
Oh, wait.
Still have one action.
Sorry. An extra 2 damage for my hunted target. that was all 3. It was stow, move, and twin takedown.
Okay.
I thought I was making a really cool strategic move by bottlenecking everybody, but then they just ran over there, and they have 10-foot reach.
Alright, Fire Elemental, it's going to try to recuperate from getting smashed there, and it's going to peel some more layers off of its skin, and it's going to strike... Let's see, nobody's on fire, right? Nope. It's going to strike Jim to get him back on fire.
It doesn't seem to be doing anything weird like to its body when it's peeling off those layers of skin.
Not that you can tell.
No.
You would think that the zombies would be more creepy.
22?
No.
It's ridiculous. After, and then it's going to use the backside to attack Sid with its tendrils. 19 will hit you.
Yep.
Okay. Then a third action.
Cleric OP.
God, this guy really has nothing. He's going to try again on Coral. 22?
Yes.
That was at a negative 10.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to take a page out of the Paladin's playbook. I'm going to die.
Wait, you're welcome.
11 fire damage.
You're right next to the cleric.
How do you point on the third?
19 plus 3.
They have 13 to hit?
Yep.
By the way, that wasn't Davril talking, that was me talking.
And then you're going to take 3 more persistent fire damage. Chat.
Oh, it's the elemental.
And you are now on fire.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's only 3. It's really weak. It's like really bad. It's really bad. Persistent damage. Okay. That's it. Sid.
I need some clarification. How does my heal spell work when I do the free action?
When you use the what?
The free action spell. When it becomes the rain or the area spell. It says it only does the modifier.
Oh, three action?
I have no idea. Oh, you mean the pulse thing? Like right. The three action pulse?
Yeah, when I do it over a big area.
So you would roll the heal and that would do damage to undead.
Yeah. But then, I don't know, just the way this spell is written, it sounds terrible.
I think it does both.
Oh, cool.
It sounds like I just do 4 healing or damage, depending on what they are.
I you think with the pulse, energy, it was a little bit less than 4 healing.
What's the name of the
four.
Spell?
4.
Four.
Heal.
You disperse energy, a positive energy, in an entire 30-foot aura. This has the same effect as your 2-action version, but it targets all living and undead creatures in the burst.
Does the fire elemental...
The casting ability modifier.
It says, yeah, it reduces the amount of healing or damage to your spellcasting ability modifier.
Which is only 4.
So if you cast it ranged at all, that's what you did? Because that's just what it said.
Look. Right, so I think I can hit everyone in this room.
Does that heal the fire elemental?
Does that include us?
It would heal you guys.
It would heal all you, hurt the undead, and do nothing to the fire elemental.
But it doesn't heighten any?
Not unless you use a higher spell slot.
But it doesn't tell me what it does if you heighten. The heighten only
increases by 1d8 or 2d8.
But that's for the 1 or 2 action version. The free action, it doesn't help it at all.
The 3 action version says it has the same effect as the 2 action version.
Yeah.
Although it reduces by the amount of your spell. So basically it does the dice, but it doesn't do your plus wisdom. So instead of like 1d8 plus wisdom, it's just 1d8. Unless you use a higher spell slot, then it would be 2d8.
Oh. So if I use it heightened at level 3.
It'd be... it would be 2 plus 2, 4. So 5d8.
5d8 to everyone?
I don't think it targets everything. Because if you read the spell, unless there's an errata for that.
It targets all living and undead creatures.
No. It says you heal hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier to a willing living target, or deal the amount of positive damage to an undead target.
You gotta do this part of
that's the single action one.
No. That's not even under, like, the 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, that's just the top. That's at the very top.
Yeah, it is the very top. But the third one says it targets all living and undead creatures.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it does both.
I'd say that overrides the...
Yeah, and I think it also overrides the heightened, because the... the amount of so there you go. The amount of healing or damage increases by 1d8 or two or by 2d8 if you're using the 1 or 2 action version to heal.
Right.
So basically it would be your modifier plus 1d8 to everything.
But I'm using the free action.
The free action would be 1d8.
Yeah.
So it'd be your modifier plus 1d8 to everything, healing or positive damage.
I don't think he gets the modifier.
He doesn't get the modifier.
Just
he
the if it's heightened.
Because
read the three action by the three action says it's reduced to the modifier instead of
to your spellcasting modifier.
So it's the modifier only, but if it's heightened, it's modifier plus
1d8. I'm trying to see where heightened it says that.
Correct. It says the amount of healing or damage increases by 1d8 or by 2d8 if you're using the 1 or 2 action version.
Right. So you get 2 more d8, right?
No, you get only, 1 more d8 because it's the 3 action.
Yeah, you
version.
Only get 2d8 if it's 1 or 2 action, and you'll only get it if it's a heal. You can't get it if you're using it to.
So he gets another 1d8 because it's a 3 action one, and you're going to heighten it twice. So 1
can
and 1.
Can you do that?
If he has a third level spell slot.
Yeah.
You would do 3d8.
Well, there is. Like, it says heightened 1. Because
Heal.
Right?
Yeah, you would heal.
Yeah, I don't know how heightened works.
You
would, there's heightened
if it's plus 1, you just keep adding it.
Well, heals correct. Would hurt the zombies, right?
Right.
Yeah, but they don't like positive damage.
So will they take 3d8?
Yeah. What'd you say? It says heightened 1, so it's...
It's heightened plus 1, but then, like, down here it says heightened 5th.
Yeah.
That means it's a 5th level spell.
Sure.
So heightened plus 1, it's just...
So you can just keep heightening... Oh, my God. That's
okay, so
ridiculous.
2d8.
I mean...
2d8
yeah,
plus 4.
Freaking
spellcast.
To everyone.
You're eventually using a 9th level spell.
This is confusing.
Right.
Let's just call it... Let's just do
it's d8 per heightened.
Right.
So but
if
it's not
heightened,
it twice,
it's d8 you do 3d8 healing...
It's modifier plus 2d8.
And 3d8 damage.
No. It's
2d8.
It's 2d8
plus 4.
Plus 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the
3
action version isn't a roll, it's just the modifier.
Correct.
Because it's hitting so much stuff.
Correct.
And then heightening it twice makes
gives
it
you 2d8. The 1d8
and
the 2d8.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another 2d8.
The thing that caught me out where I didn't understand that says... The damage increases by 1d8 or by 2d8 if you're using the 1 or 2. So I thought they were saying 1d8 for the 1 action and 2d8 for the 2.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's 1d8 for 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
But if you're using 1 or 2
yeah,
to heal, then it's 2d8.
It's definitely poorly worded. It
so,
should.
Yeah, I bet you they rewrite this heavily.
Yes. That's real. That's crazy strong, though. That means you could heighten it twice and do an extra 4d8 of healing to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's the range on this pole?
That uses your spell slot. 30 feet.
Right,
30 feet aura.
Well, it's all of his actions in one turn aimed at the third level spell slot.
Yeah.
I think that just hits everyone.
30.
So go ahead and
these
roll your.
These two look like they're just out of it.
If I put it in the middle, then it doesn't get.
Oh, how, what's your it's.
It's a 30 foot.
It's
it pulses out
you
from
don't
you.
Get a. You don't get a. Hold on.
So
range.
This is
30 foot range.
It's
you
an
disperse.
Aura.
You disperse.
Yeah,
you
disperse
it.
It's from
okay.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
If it's an aura, the starting
25,
point is you.
30.
Right.
So it's everyone except the guy I stabbed.
It says the range is touch or 30 feet. So
oh, wait, no, it's these two.
But it's
it says
30
range.
Feet aura, and
yeah.
Auras are centered on you.
Yeah,
it says
you disperse.
It says touch or range or area, 30 foot aura.
Yeah, the range is for your two.
So it'll hit me and Davril, but it won't hit the two enemies. I'd still say that's well worth it because we're all hurt. And
everyone's hurt. I'm not, but everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm at 19.
I'm at
20. Out of what? What's your high?
66.
Yeah, I'm 49 right. Out of 68.
I didn't realize
so.
I did that much damage
okay.
To you.
I'm going for it.
It's
then.
Okay.
Was that from
do
the
that.
Last fight?
It's a good idea because it will also add
fight.
10
you're
positive.
You're the one staring down a fire elemental.
Yeah.
I
didn't heal a load of stuff anyway off of everyone.
Who did?
Did the fire elemental just heal my load of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think it
I think
hits
it's great
everybody
idea.
But one.
Yeah, do it.
Doesn't
go ahead,
hit
everybody. No, it's everyone but
two.
Because
so it's a 30 foot.
It just
four.
Automatically hits.
Well, yeah, but it's 30.
Yep.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
7,
5, 10. 30. So it ends right there.
So that's 30, and then
so
25, 30. Yeah, so it goes like that.
So 15.
Okay.
So everybody
and
heals 15.
That.
Oh, plus... Oh, that's attack damage.
No.
So just everybody heals 15, and then all the guys are hit for 15 plus their weakness, right?
Yeah, because it's positive.
Yeah, it's positive damage.
Right.
It is the weakness, but the heightening doesn't do anything to the damage. So the heightening is just your spell casting modifier.
But it says heightening increases healing or damage.
That's fine. Okay. All that's happening here, you hit them for a 15 damage,
you're right.
And then they're weak to positive damage, so you add that positive damage on them.
So 15, so they all take. No, you're good. So they all take 25 damage, except for zombie one.
All right. I mean, I'm pretty healthy now.
Oh, God, that's a lot of math now.
This guy didn't get hit.
No, he did not. I thought he did, but
Cultist 2 did not get hit.
I mean, I'm being Brandon. Honest. I won't cheat.
Yeah. Cultist 1, these two cultists did, or that cultist
did not get hit. Yeah, cultist 2 did not get hit.
Cultist 2 didn't get hit?
Yeah.
So really, it's only cultist 3, and zombie 2. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody gets healed.
Okay.
And that's the end of action to fire.
I'm sorry to like make it not hit that.
No, but you're right.
But it just, it doesn't look like it would.
No, you're right. But it hits all the allies.
Okay.
That's
you still did a ton of damage. You did a ton of damage to these guys.
15, yeah. I mean,
and it does not hit Cultist 2 or Zombie 1, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right. You basically just healed for like 60.
The healing? How much was the healing?
15 for each of us. Yeah, that put me almost back up to full.
I could have taken that spell, but I was like, when am I going to use this? I went with Weapon Surge, and it's like, God, this is useless, too.
Okay.
It reminds me of in World of Warcraft when the priest, Holy Nova, all the time.
Holy Nova everywhere?
Yeah.
People just used to run around and jump and just, Holy Nova. Yeah.
Me specifically.
Get heals. Get your heals.
Speaking of you, Coral.
Hey!
Feeling slightly better.
This sucks. Oh, I don't know what to do. So we have this for another round.
Another round, okay.
Because I did a thing, so I don't have to spend an action on it.
Yay.
I don't remember how this works. It's been several months since we dealt with provoking. Or spell casting in melee.
No penalty anymore.
Okay.
At least so far.
I'm going to magic missile this fire elemental in the face.
So you're going to use an interact to pull out your weapon, your wand?
No, I'm just going to cast the spell.
Oh, you're just going to... Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. You have magic missile.
I do, and I have it prepared.
This way she can use it after all her spell slots are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say some choice words... And use the middlest of fingers.
Ooh.
What are the choice words?
What are the middle finger look
like? This is a nice podcast.
Don't you slide at the listeners.
It's in Gnomish. We have no idea what it is.
Oh, that's true.
It's true.
You might speak Gnome.
But anyway, I'm using all three of my actions.
Okay.
Is what I was getting at with the middlest of
How
fingers.
Many darts does that give you?
Three
darts.
And then heightened.
Magic missile. I did not heighten it.
It's 1d4 plus 1 per missile, I think.
Yes. It is 1... I just wanted to make sure if I added... Yeah, it is 1d4 plus 1. So, plus another one.
Per missile. Yeah.
So that would be 12... 16 damage.
16 damage. What type of damage is that? Force. Okay, he takes it.
So I'm like, pew, pew, pew!
16. Okie dokie. He's, definitely, he's peltered by that. And his tendrils start to descend.
Oh.
I like it.
Thank you.
What is that?
I spent 3 weeks practicing. That's all your actions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim.
I figure you're trying to sound like Zoidberg.
I don't know who that is.
Futurama, the lobster guy.
Never seen Futurama?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
That's pretty good. I'm sure your 4-year-old daughter would love it.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
I think The Simpsons, so she'd probably not let her watch it for a while.
I mean, Simpsons, or should you? Okay.
Alright, what is the deal?
Don't have
here?
A cow, man.
Alright, if I started attacking this fire dude, but then all these zombies started biting everybody, punching everybody with their abnormally long dwarven arms.
don't ask questions.
Ow.
They really reach. They can reach you.
Almost disjointed.
They got this like wide base. You just can't explain.
You just see their arms like dragging all across the floor behind them.
It's just like a comedy. It's like a comedy. Like the camera pans and it's like just a tight, like, tight cut. And it's like, where'd that come from?
Wait.
Okay. Key strike, flurry blows against.
Ooh, key strike.
Dude.
Call this three. Okay.
Alright, attack number one.
Fine name.
When his mother gave birth to him. Oh, he's so cute. Call this three.
I hope he's going to be in a cult one day and be the third member.
He's going to be president one day.
I get a plus. Wait. Oh, yeah. We don't stack key strike and then your bonus. Normally get a plus. 14.
Just hit.
Good. Because that was a bad roll.
Yeah, what did you roll on that? Like a 2?
I rolled a 4.
Okay,
this is much better. I rolled a 15. That's 20 overall.
Hit.
Okay, 2 hits.
Pew.
Key strike.
And this is just bludgeoning damage with your crap added to it.
With an added d6 of positive.
Where'd you get that?
Because key strike lets me do that.
So you are going to add another 10 damage to whatever you tell me at the end.
Alright.
The thing of it is if I didn't know that was true, I'd be like, you're just making that up.
We just saw
positive. Everybody just throwing positive around here all the time.
He's OP.
That is. From your plus one, what do I add the damage to? To my bludgeon? I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It only does 10 more.
Oh, okay.
Positive,
I gotcha.
No matter what.
I gotcha. That's 9. And then add the 10. So 19.
So 19?
On the first one.
Okay. Not feeling very good.
12 plus the 10 is 22. Another 22.
He dead.
Just splats on the wall. Alright.
I just got the last guts off me.
And
everywhere.
Take down your melee range. Plus 9 temporary HP.
Oh, nice.
Thank
such
you.
An
old
overpowered
D&D rules.
Such an overpowered character. Come on.
That's why I gave him that feat. I was like, might as well. Can't get him anymore.
We had to nerf that one a few times, though.
I did nerf that a little bit.
Yeah, a lot. All right, we're going to go over next to this guy, zombie number 2.
Okay.
And we're flanking him.
Ooh. So now you know his AC would be 12.
Okay. And then...
So I think literally... Because you found out 14 was the...
Third hit. Not gonna work.
Oh, you won't get a 12?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Wait, what?
I rolled a 3, and I think it's basically flat. So, yeah. I rolled a 3.
All right, zombie time.
Okay.
So, let's go ahead. We're gonna start north. So, zombie 2.
Time for me to not die.
He's gonna hit Coral. Because GM's being a dick today.
At least she got healed.
Yeah, it's true. If he does 19
24.
That hits. If he does 19 HP, you saved my life.
Yeah, you'd have been like, and she's like, and she's dying.
I can't.
Wait,
I can't do that much.
So. Oh!
16 damage.
Nice. Okay, real
you did
quick.
Good, so.
I rolled
I think,
max.
I think we have to backtrack.
Why?
I'm on fire. I couldn't have cast Magic Missile, could I? Or do I take damage from
you
it?
Should, yeah, you need to take the
2D...
You take 3 damage.
Yeah, it was 3.
Just 3 damage?
I wonder if you re-roll that every time, because it says persistent 2d4 damage.
So does she get a free flat DC 20?
No, it's
just 3. No, so 3 damage.
Okay, that's fine.
Does she do a flat DC 20 for free if she did?
At the end of your turn, you do a DC
20.
Sure,
let's see if I roll a 20. I didn't. Close, though. Wow. I rolled a 19.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, that's all right. And then you just did 12 to me?
16.
Power of suggestion didn't work.
You almost did. I was like, yeah, 19. I did. No, I didn't.
So you got a 19, so yeah, there you go. You
did good.
Hey, so that was the 19 that you...
Sorry. Do we roll back the magic missile damage then if she had taken action?
I didn't take it.
Yeah,
she didn't take it.
No, I took the damage. Because I could have taken action to put myself out.
She took the flat DC 20 instead of the flat DC 15.
Yeah, I'm just going to let myself be on fire.
That's fine.
So next,
it intensifies your concentration.
So I do have a question about that. Uh-huh. Next turn, instead of fire 3, it goes down 1, right? I'm on fire 2. Isn't that how it works?
It's just persistent until you get rid of it.
Yeah,
I know. That's how you explained it.
I know what you're saying, but that one does not do that.
That one doesn't do that.
Because
there's certain checks that do that.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
That every round they decrease.
Frightened decreases by 1 at the end of every your turn. Yeah,
right.
But not
fire. Right.
So, does paralyzed apparently.
Yes, paralyzed. Yeah. Okay. All right. That was his first attack, so he's gonna try to just whittle you down with another.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, yeah, that was a zombie. Okay, this one is only a +3. Nope, not gonna hit you with a 6. And he's gonna try one more time, and he got a pretty much... It's gonna be at a -2. Yeah, it's not hitting you. Alright, next zombie is Cultist 2. And is he 10 feet away from Davril?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five.
No, he's 10.
Okay, yeah. Alright, well, either way, he can reach you.
He's or Kasich.
Yeah, he is 10 feet away from Kasich as well.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
both hands.
He's gonna do Davril first.
You
heard
me. Come on, bring it.
And he's not gonna hit.
Okay.
16.
Nope.
And then the
second
one.
Oh, he rolls crappy on the paladin. I see how it is.
Are you kidding me? He was not rolling against me earlier. With like 3 zombies.
13. No. Alright, he doesn't hit you. And then last one, zombie 1 on Kasich. A nat 1. And
zombie 1
second
can't
one.
Reach me. Oh, no, you can. I'm looking at Deborah, sorry.
I got a nat 1 twice in a row.
Nice.
So for the last one, I literally have to get a 20.
Okay.
No, 15. Minus 2. So, no. Okay. Got zombies. Round 3. So, Coral, after this, your turn, your music will end. Right, because it lasted until round 3, thanks to your performance.
Correct.
Davril, you're up.
Something like that.
I'm gonna move up to Cultist 1.
Okay.
Or a zombie, and attack.
See, the knockback, you think, like, that doesn't do anything, but it does make you use an action.
I move action, yeah.
Well,
like, yeah, especially because, I mean, in Pathfinder 1, 5-foot step was a free action. You just got to take it as long as you didn't take a move action. I mean...
So
it's
this
not
one,
the case
yeah,
anymore.
He's consuming an action.
Yeah, no, knockback is awesome now.
Does a 29 hit?
Oh, that crits.
Okay. So.
Special.
Oh, dude, so you're gonna do double damage. So do you double your weakness on a crit? Like if they're weak?
I don't think so. He just takes the normal weakness.
That'd be really.
So we've already got 20 extra damage there, right, from my slashing and positive damage.
Yes.
Also, I'm not sure that even makes sense. It's super radiant!
Super.
Is that how it works in Pokemon?
Super effective. Look at all this adding he's doing, everybody.
So that is 66 slashing and positive damage total.
That's
coming at him.
My HP.
With my thing? With the 20?
Yep.
66?
Everything. 66.
Holy crap.
Like, that would take me full to zero.
He was almost full, and now he's almost dead.
You added the 10 positive, or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah, everything.
How much did you just do?
66 damage.
Oh, 66.
That's with 10 positive, 10 slash.
Those are rookie numbers.
Second attack.
So you did 40 damage now.
That's a nat 1.
Just
hit. Accidentally hit him. And then...
Yeah. So you had a really good hit, and then you're like, I'm just kidding. Kasich.
I was really tired after the last swing. Yeah.
We're just gonna go. We're gonna stabby stabby.
Stabby stabby. Stabby stabby. Twin takedown?
Yeah, what was that? Was it a 10 or a 12? I think. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a hit.
Plus one.
Yeah, modify, yeah, modify 21.
21? Yeah. Okay, that's a hit.
Alright, then. 5 slashing.
Plus 10, so 15 on zombie.
Did you play by one?
Yeah.
I have to check. It's gotta be worth it.
Left
that weakness.
Okay.
It's like a little dagger.
Is he still up?
2 damage. All right. Yeah, this little damage. Ah! He opens up, his guts start flying out. Ew. Hey, zombies, you gotta make it gross.
24 to hit.
That is a crit.
Okay.
One damage is enough to make the jaw fall off.
Okay, you need to add the tag body horror to this episode.
I probably did.
7, now 8 slashing.
Now I want to play thriller through this.
So 18. He did.
Good job. All right. He's dark. Nice. Yeah. Oh. So I want to chop an arm off or something.
Did you get any, I mean, he's already dead, but did you get additional hunted damage out of that or whatever?
You can take your
hit. Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, how much did he have left after the first attack?
It keeps sticky for a while.
18?
Oh, yeah, then it's fine. It would not have mattered.
Sure. You want to just keep it for, like, put it on your...
All right, and then for my third action, I will... Can I,
You could technically flank if you moved.
Well, no, I wonder if I throw... Can I throw it if it's negative slashing?
Prone. If it's versatile, yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
You go like a dart.
I throw the dagger at him.
Okay.
I
don't know.
If it's versatile,
I guess he can choose.
Yeah, five, you know, 6.
To attack? That's a miss.
Okay.
And your dagger goes flying down the hallway. It hits the door.
Ding!
The monster's in the other room. Like,
get that later. Alright, I'm done.
In your hand.
Okay.
Enemy one.
Enemy one. Okay, so Coral's already on fire.
I am.
So enemy one's going to now hit the monk and try to put him back on fire because he's pissed that he's not on fire anymore.
He wants everything.
Oh, and he crit. This Nat 20.
Not on
fire. Ouch.
So.
I can't refute that.
But you're a monk.
No.
You can refute anything.
Ash.
Instant transmission.
Actually, no, it says here immune to crits. Look at that.
There is a thing. I think at level 20, I can basically lower the success of any hit against me by one notch once per turn.
But nothing can really stop it.
So don't get mad.
That would be
I'm mad.
Anytime
he's been reduced to a bloody pulp,
30 damage.
Why would I get mad at 30 damage?
Yeah, I mean, he's still got like 40 temporary HP.
You were gonna one-shot him, like, you know, like, oh, 100 HP, you know, 100 damage.
To me, 30 is a lot. But I forgot you guys have
that
a ton
little
of
temporary HP off the top there.
Yeah, there you go.
Little.
Okay, so that was attack one. And, let's see. And oh, then, wait. I forgot to do the persistent fire damage, and that's gonna be crit as well.
No.
Can persistent fire damage not crit?
I don't know. Persistent fire damage is not crit.
You sound awful sure for somebody that could be on fire.
I feel like that's a thing.
So you just... Okay, let's
just
will
they just started messing with all these rules. Pathfinder 2, like, who knows?
And you take 3 persistent fire damage and you are on fire.
Eric Mona knows.
Jason Bowman knows. Okay.
I don't know.
So that now... Attack 2. So you're on fire, you're on fire. He wants them all on fire. So he's going to attack Sid. I'm sorry, 26.
That still hits.
Okay. Alright.
That hits harder.
13 fire damage.
That's
plus.
Fine.
I will use my spell shield to block.
She might be
10 up of that.
Okay.
Yeah. How bad are you?
I'm at 15.
And then you're going to take 4 more damage.
Actually, persistent fire damage. I can actually tell you that.
And you are engulfed in flame. You're on fire. So now all three of you are on fire. He's very happy.
It's his favorite thing.
So he's taking four, but else is taking three?
Yeah. So you guys are taking three. He's taking four. And he has one. Let's see. So he did attack, right? Just two. So he has one left. He did the crit and then the regular. And this is at a negative 10. A 20 on Coral. Does that hit?
20 hits.
He rolled a 17 plus 3.
My AC is 20.
Okay, you're hit. 2d6 damage. 10 damage.
Did you have been retributed?
Are you still up?
I'm still up.
Plus.
Oh, did they strike Cass again?
Six more.
I'm not sure.
Persistent.
And
fire
now
damage.
I'm down.
And you're on fire.
15 feet, so I can't.
Like, so not you. Only okay, am I dying one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on
it wasn't
fire.
A crit. I was at fire 3. Now I'm at fire 7.
Or does it replace?
I think it just replaces it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it?
6.
Oh, so it would have been 9.
Well, I mean, shouldn't she just keep the 3? Because what? She was lit on fire twice.
She's lit on fire more. Yeah.
Okay.
So now and I am dying one.
But then you have hero point two for hero points. Just remember that.
So.
Okay. All right.
And
that's
you need to use them before they go away from turn. This right? session.
So was it if I... Do I just take the damage at the end of the round?
Yes. And you can use your action to try to put it out.
I might suggest trying to put the fire out on
he's like, hold on. I'm going to go... Ah, I'm hurting, but I'm going to go put the fire
Chad out. Brought up a good point. I have hero points. I'm going to use one.
Well, do you want to wait a bit?
No, I don't.
Oh, wait,
actually.
That's right. Now they're just
so you can use it immediately to stay up, go back to 1 HP, clear the dying, but you're still on fire.
Not wounded anymore?
Not wounded, not dying.
So I was going to heal you, so...
Probably still a good idea. There's still a good tie from fire damage.
Oh, and...
So I would heal her because she's on fire.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
She's just going to go straight
I
back
believe
down.
You go... In initiative
oh,
order.
Oh, yes, right we up. Forgot that. Your initiative drops to right before the fire
I'm
elemental.
I'm going to attack you. So,
it goes
you go
after Cassock. We forgot that last time. When you get dropped by something, you go in front of the person that dropped you. But you immediately used your thing to not drop.
Technically she would have had to have dropped.
I've already
dropped and then used it. So yeah, okay, that's fine. All right, so Sid, she has 1 HP. Looking great.
Okay, then
on fire.
I will use my level 3 heal.
Are you going to do the burst again? I think one.
How low is everyone else who's near us?
You guys figure out where you're going
to go. I am full. I'm basically full.
How low are you?
Doing great.
Huh? How low are you?
I'm
yeah,
doing all right.
Fine.
I'm
you
at
48
out of 73.
If you really don't want to heal me, that's okay.
I was going to do it just on you. That was
yeah, I would pour it all into Coral at the moment.
Because that's going to do...
Basically, I thought because of my soldier background, it gives me a bit where I can quick repair my stuff.
Yeah.
Like my shield that's currently damaged.
Right.
I thought that just gave me the ability to repair it. But no, I actually need a repair kit.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize that till we got here.
Yeah,
I
so
couldn't
my
buy
heal
a repair
does
kit
probably
here.
Is repairing an untrained crafting action, or are you trained in crafting?
I'm not trained in crafting, so I don't know.
So, to what I was talking about earlier, by the way, in Pathfinder 1, this was actually a debate on whether or not
you
could share
hold
hit points.
Everything until Brandon gets back.
Because technically, there was the heal skill. And one of the rules for the heal skill was you rolled heal to know someone's hit point total.
Okay.
Actually. So, some GMs, most not, but some, would say... I can't tell you I'm at one hit point. All you can see is that I have blood on me or something.
Right.
And then you would have to roll the heal check. Now, most people didn't really play that way. What I was thinking was that medicine would say something like that, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I am assuming we can share our party hit points.
Well, I mean, the way at least I would look at it is that you can tell me what your hit point is, but Jim
only just can see that you're
gets an idea
right
that you are or are not seriously
based on her big black eye, bloody mouth, and on being on fire. It's like she's probably not fireball. Doing great,
but you just thought she was doing great.
That's right. It is.
I really
I did say that.
All right.
Somebody. Right. Somebody memed that about, like, telling people your HP, and they're like, it was a new player, and they're like, how hurt are you? But you can't just say, you gotta say how hurt you are. And he goes, I don't know, on like a scale between 1 and 30, I'm about a 17.
I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you doing? Your heal? Are you just healing her?
Yeah.
But well, the dice
that says requires a repair kit. Yeah.
31
healing. Oh.
So that was my level.
You get 31 healing.
Yeah, I heard.
Level 3 okay. heal, and then I used the healing hand.
Pretty
as
much
my
amazing.
Action okay. to
is that all your level 3 spell slots?
No, I've got one more.
You got one more. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, she's healed up 31.
So that was 2 actions.
So I'm actually at
32. So you'd say you feel like 32 out of 60.
I guess I'll try and
put 30, myself on a scale out. From 1 to 66, I'm at a 32.
Okay, that's good.
On a scale from 1 to some theoretical value of your own life.
Turtle's like, wow, these guys are really good at their scales.
Yeah.
Why is my kid running around?
If I critically... If I get a 3 on that 15 check, does that make it worse?
What's the 15 check for?
To put myself out.
No.
Okay.
That would make it so much worse.
So is that the end of your turn?
Right. You
yeah.
failed.
So now you take the
damage. Take the 4. Yep.
Okay.
All in.
Jim.
We're all on fire?
I'm not on fire.
I'm not on fire.
I mean, like,
yes, all
everybody
three of you
nearby.
Are on fire. I had Jim's turn.
Okay, I'm up.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do? You healed with, like, all your actions? Or?
That was 2 actions, and then my third one, I failed to put out my fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am also on fire. Now, okay, so the fire thing works. If I take an action, it goes down to a 15.
DC 15, yep.
And then I can continue to take actions, and that would be DC 15.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and attack this guy though.
Yeah. If you have actions, it's probably more efficient to kill the things lighting
right.
on fire.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm trying to kill this thing because
if you've got HP to burn, it just keeps.
Then it just keeps slashing you. Okay. So we'll go flurry of blows.
Remember, he has a -2 AC. He's flanked. Hmm. Not that I think it matters too much.
It does.
Your song wore off, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
because you went unconscious and then woke back up.
Oh, okay. There's no, like, echo from...
Nope. It was ending on her turn anyway.
Right, there was an echo of it.
Yeah.
19 to hit.
That would hit since it's flanked.
Okay.
He's hitting the zombie, not the fire.
Yeah,
the
zombie. Zombie dude.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah, he's it.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it doesn't really matter.
And another 19? No, an 18. 18.
Hit.
Okay.
Hit.
So that is...
A hit.
2 hits.
Does it hit, though?
No.
Okay. First one does 16 damage. Bludgeon.
16 bludgeon. Just bludgeon, no positive
I didn't
or anything?
Any positive in this. And then another 12 bludgeon.
Okay. It's for sure bloodied. More than bloodied.
Miss. My second attack was direct attack. Missed. Third attack.
And you were adding positive damage to those, right? With the key strike.
Because I blew a key strike the first time. I did not miss.
But you're above
10. No. 10 doesn't hit, right?
No.
Negative two.
Nope.
Even flanked. Okay.
Even flanked. Close, but...
Alright. That's it. Enemy two.
Zombies. We will have him... These zombies are stupid, so they're probably going to go after the one that he...
I just take three damage from my persistent.
Yeah. At the end of your turn, don't you make a save as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go ahead and make a save, and then if you don't make it, you take your damage.
Well, I didn't take any actions, so no. It was a 16, but I didn't take any actions.
It goes to 15.
I don't think you have you?
For this time I've been on fire?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you've never done it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
have so I took
is, it, is it possible to bolster to being on fire?
Nope.
I took an action, so was I supposed to roll? My third action was patting myself out, so do I do...
And then at the end of your turn, you would make a save too.
Just one save, not two.
So, go ahead.
You didn't roll your save.
And I failed.
Yeah, he failed when he padded it. Does he still get a free one at the end of the turn?
I think so.
Since you padded it brings the check down to 15.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have
to. Just roll it once.
Yeah.
No, roll again.
Yeah, you roll when you take the damage now.
At the end of your turn, yeah.
Just roll it.
Yeah, you roll it once when you're padded, and once again.
Yeah, so this is your taking the damage.
No.
So.
Okay. All
right. So you took three damage.
Okay.
What kind of a save was it? Four?
Four damage.
Flat.
All right, yep, so the zombie is going to attack Jim Bob.
Is your name really Jim Bob?
No.
18 does not hit.
That would have been great.
That's, man. Yeah, that's a...
Chimford, Bover,
20?
No.
Okay. And then the last one...
The third?
No.
I think so.
No.
Okay, and then Cultist 2, or the zombie, otherwise known as Cultist 2, is going to attack Davril.
Okay. Can't wait for that hot track to come out.
23.
That'll hit.
Ten bludgeoning.
All right.
And you are knocked back.
Okay. Come at me, bro. No, wait, 10-foot reach.
And then he's going to attack you.
Yeah.
Again. 15 won't hit you.
No.
And then last attack. No. Okay. That's the zombies. There's only two of them now, right? Okay. Davril, your turn for retaliation.
My 10-foot region.
You should have.
Step.
You can get a glaive, right?
I'm going to step right up to this jerk and attack him again.
Get him.
That is a 15 to hit. That does not hit.
That's it. That hits.
Really?
The zombie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah,
okay. So, immediately 20 damage. He's dead.
Okay.
Yay!
Just the weakness kills him alone. Yep. Yay!
Now that guy's dead.
One action left.
Huzzah!
I'll move right behind the fire elemental.
Okay. He's flanked for...
Is he flanked?
No. No.
Okay, so I was right here then.
If you go 5, 10, there, you're flanking there. With Coral.
Yeah. And now you're flanking with Sid.
Yeah.
Sid.
Okay.
And since you can probably hit harder than she can with your melee wise.
Cassick, it is your turn.
Okay.
You're like, should I hit with my bow or hit with my dagger?
Ah, shoot.
Where'd my dagger land?
It's in the hallway, yeah. I said it hit the door, so yeah, it'd be right there.
So if I move and grab it, is that an action?
A separate move, action? Interact. Yeah, okay. That'd be two.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll run, okay. Grab it, so I have two.
Two actions, one left.
You, jeez. Do you want to get that close?
Yeah. Wait, does it have reach, or?
We don't know yet.
We don't know about the fire elemental.
It's on the
other side. I'll stay here, then.
Like, okay. I shouldn't have said that.
I can't flank it.
Coral, you were up.
Coral gonna pat herself down. And then she gonna cast Soothe.
Make that check. Make your pat check. 15?
No.
Okay. And what does Soothe do?
Check.
Is that a heal?
It is, in fact, a heal. And it's auto-heightened, so I get 3d6 plus 4. That's
a cantrip?
No, I get to select certain spells to heighten.
Oh.
I chose this one and Magic Missile, but I don't think Magic Missile actually qualifies, so I didn't heighten that one.
Hmm. This is a good one to have auto heighten. Yes.
Dad. Okay, Seven plus four, so 11. And I get a plus one conditional bonus to saves against mental effects, which doesn't really matter. But.
Okay. Yeah, these guys don't have any mental effects.
11 hit points, yay!
What if the fire's in you?
Okay. Fire turn. So who's not on fire right now?
Oh, I have to make another check at the end of my turn.
Oh,
right?
Yes, yep. And it's 15 because you pat.
Nope.
Okay.
So right. I take six. So,
all right. Like a big number.
It was
10. He's going to hit that roll.
Like okay. Is he going to
hit? Yeah, no.
He's going to attack.
Probably not. He's going to attack you. Ooh, and he probably won't. 22?
Go ahead.
That hits. I always forget. I know you're like
23. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What are you?
26. I'm 21.
Yeah. Same as these. Because you're 21.
I'm a tank. Right, yeah. And I have the same as the ranger.
I think heavy armor is getting buffed. It
better freaking be.
I've gotten just like
this is freaking bullshit.
Okay. I mean,
14
whatever
fire damage.
Okay.
Plus.
And then the persistent fire. Thing.
Yep. Plus.
This is probably when he goes.
Four fire damage now.
Okay.
And that will be your you are on fire. Okay. Now he's happy that almost all of you are on fire. So now he's going to pull back and use his longer reach tentacles. And he's going to hit Cat 5 feet?
Nope.
No, 10 feet.
Damn it! He's going to step.
Well, it's two diagonals.
So, yeah, so he's going to step. Boop. And now he's going to hit.
So you'd only used one action?
Yeah, he's only used one.
Okay.
In all fairness, I'm kind of glad he's not near me anymore.
Ooh, not good. 17?
No.
Sure?
A little worried we're going to get around fire elemental.
This is a lesser fire elemental.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like you kill it, and then there's a massive explosion.
Sid, you are up.
Oh, wait, wasn't the zombie going to attack?
Not yet.
No, he's two.
Oh, okay.
No. It's like not according to my combat tracker.
Nope, never mind.
How's everyone doing? For health, anyone need anything?
On a scale of one,
kill this man.
I can't do it.
Ride this up first.
All right,
I point at fire until like
you're on fire, right?
I am. Yeah. I guess I will go here to flank. Unless I'll go around here actually to flank instead.
Hey, he's flanked with Davril.
And attack with my staff.
Okay.
26. And we don't have any buffs right now, do we?
Mm-mm.
That is a hit.
If it wasn't a hit, I was going to be real mad.
Oh, such bad.
We hit this thing before, right?
Yeah, we have.
6 damage.
Okay.
But still, slow 6 save. Damage it didn't have earlier.
I will go again.
Ooh.
Nat 20.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
And your staff has positive damage? That's so weird.
8. 12.
It's a fire elemental. It
well,
it
doubles, right? All
that,
the damage
is that double?
On that 20.
How is that double?
You
that's
did,
so
you did
weak.
6 total?
With 2 dice, you
I
did
rolled
6.
I rolled a 3 and a 1.
Okay, so that's
4,
and
plus
you have a modifier.
What's your strength?
Two.
It's 2.
That's
okay,
6.
That's 6. Plus 2 is 12.
Huh. I'm sorry. I was really hoping
we're
to like
like
tell you no, it's doubled and
great.
Then no.
Okay,
all
right.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean,
whenever you crit, it's like 66.
I'm sorry.
66 damage versus 12.
And my last one, I will pat myself.
Okay.
Oh,
but
you moved.
Pat myself on the back.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
I'm
you
so
moved.
Good.
All
right.
Yeah, good point. Okay.
But
okay.
You still get your free check.
Yeah, you get your free check.
Well, that's
got to
be a 20 now, doesn't it? No.
So now take your 4 damage.
Did you roll higher than 15?
No. And I hadn't pat myself, so yeah, it had to be a
2. Because all you have to do is pat yourself once.
Have you ever pat yourself?
Oh, I did the round before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but still not.
Okay, Jim, you are up.
Because you can deal natural. Oh, sorry.
You're Jim.
You said Jim.
Are you sure that he is Jim?
I think therefore I am. I think therefore I think I am. Is that right?
No.
I drink and I know things.
I drink and I know things. I know things.
Eh, no, Jim's going to keep wailing on this dude.
On
Fire
the zombie blows. Dude?
Yeah.
Hit. I'm assuming.
24.
Crit.
Nice. Oh, nice.
9.
Miss.
Flanked.
Miss.
All right, so that is...
So you double your first one.
Still 48. So I rolled a 13 and I just double that? Is that what we're doing?
Is that... Yeah, okay.
26, bludgeon.
26 bludgeoned. He is gone.
Yay!
Only one person's left. Look, you guys are all fine. You're all so worried.
Alright.
He was like, oh no, 50 billion guys. Boom, destroyed him. Soundburst. Healing aura.
And hit this. Try to hit this guy one
nice
more time.
Nice
sound right? It's fine with a bunch because they can't hit and they get hit real easy.
Nope. And then roll my DC 20 because nobody patted me down. 7.
Take your 3 damage. Oh. And yours is still 6, right? Because that's the higher. Yeah. Okay.
Take I get my
hit your tab.
HP, and then we knock a little bit of that 3. Off.
So you're down to 6, I think. 10
6. 10. Yeah.
All right. That zombie is dead. So zombie is gone now.
The enemy 2 off the initiative.
So that means we are back up to the top. So, Davril.
Where are we piling the dead guys?
At the bottom. Oh.
Okay, so I will attack the fire elemental. Surprise, surprise.
And he's flanked.
Roar!
That's not great, but that's a 20.
That's a hit.
Oh, wait, let me just make sure. Do I still have...
He is flanked.
It was a 19. Oh. I still had the spell effect.
He is still hit. Okay. He's flanked.
And that is not an undead. So I will not roll my extra d6. An undead.
He's an elemental.
I did not roll great.
Oh, only 30 some damage?
10 slashing.
10 slashing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's not dead.
No.
I will attack again. So that's going to be... Sorry, guys. 23.
Hit!
Okay. Not a crit, that was.
Nope.
14 slashing.
Okay, he's looking real wounded.
Third attack.
I can't tell. He's a fire elemental.
His tendrils are drooping.
I will take the chance and not pat myself down.
Oh,
and I will attack.
Not pat.
That was bad. I will not hit.
Okay, take
with
your,
a 3.
Roll your persistence. Mm-hmm. Your have you ever pat?
No.
Okay, so DC it's 20. 20. Good luck.
10.
Okay, take your what was your persistence?
4. 4 fire.
4 damage. Okay. Cassic. Right.
I am now at 16.
So hunt.
I shouldn't have said that.
And then...
No, you can say that. Not many.
Twin takedown.
Ooh. Twin takedown.
That's not good.
You didn't want to try your fire bow?
13 to hit.
Fine.
Miss.
16 to hit. Or no, sorry, 17 to hit.
Miss.
17 to miss?
Yep, even flank. Sorry, bud. Just barely slice over.
See, that. I'm not...
Do Do you want to move?
So yeah, one action left.
Is Sid still on fire?
Everyone is on
fire. I patted myself.
Except for you.
Yeah, you're the only one not on fire. I'll try and pat Sid's flames out.
I'm already patted, but...
But it still helps. It triggers you a reaction to...
Yeah, you can make roll, an attack. Roll
your... 15. You just need a 15.
No.
I tried.
You tried.
From it.
He's like...
Thank you.
His daggers are really effective at putting out flames.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm a...
Coral. Sorry.
You guys are crazy. I'm going to take a step action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pretend I'm a TSA agent.
You're getting into melee range, wow.
I am. I'm going to pat down both Davril and Jim.
Okay, make your rolls, guys.
TSA pat down.
DC, sure. DC 15. Flat check.
16.
Oh, wow.
You are not on fire. You are still on fire.
But hey, at least I've reduced your check.
I appreciate it. All
right, and then I take my 6 damage and do my check.
God, that's a lot of damage.
Ooh.
Okay. So, you're all on fire except for the Davids, right? Monk and Ranger.
He didn't attack it.
So he is going to... He saw you trying to attack him back there. He's going to attack you, Kasich.
Retributive strike.
No, he's not.
He's not going to hit, though. 20?
No.
It doesn't matter. He still gets
I still retributive strike.
Okay, do it. Is it negative 2?
Fuck.
Nat 1.
Oh! 12. Dude. You're lucky. He missed
every
all 3
time.
On you. Okay, Sid.
I've either been out of range...
We have 3 minutes to finish this.
All right. No swing.
Attack.
23.
Hit.
Damage.
Do all the damage you can.
1 damage. 8. 10.
Sorry, that was loud.
10 damage. Okay. He's starting to crumble. He's still there.
All right, I'll swing again. That's probably not going to hit.
Anybody see Howl's Moving Castle?
Long ass time.
Nothing.
And my final action.
There's a fire elemental in there.
Oh. Kill it.
Just won't hit, so I'm just gonna use battle medic on myself.
Okay.
That's probably fair.
Was that like 1d8 plus whiz mod or something, I think?
Yeah.
Can you figure that out and we'll go to Jim? It's literally clinging to life.
Okay. Now, punch it!
Oh, Kasich sends encouraging words.
Can I make an unarmed attack by just kicking it?
Sure. Okay. Just flavor.
Okay. Well, then, because if I do that, then I don't have to worry about...
Punch kicks?
Well...
Kick punches?
No, like taking a hand off my staff.
Oh. No. Yeah, we can't...
Alright. Okay.
Well, I mean, your staff, it's... You can just release
for free. Well, last time you said releasing is free, but grab it again... The,
correct.
Okay,
is it
so... Okay, but
either way, it's bludgeoning, right? Either unarmed or staff.
Right. It's higher chance to hit with my punches versus...
Really?
Lower damage.
Figured they'd both be monk and be the same. Dex?
Nope. Okay, so... go one-handed. So I had 1 free...
Okay.
And we'll just go for flurry blows.
How much did you heal for?
Plus,
I healed everything, and now I'm just seeing if I took my.
How's a 29 look for you?
That looks. Is he flanked?
No, not for me.
That looks like a regular hit then.
Boo!
Well, these are agile though. Ooh.
Just roll your damage. You just need 4.
4 damage.
I think you can get that.
3-1. No modifier. I literally cannot roll any less than 4 damage.
Oh. Then he's...
Woohoo!
And that's like...
Okay, so as you smash him, he starts to mumble something, and then he falls down, and all of a sudden it starts radiating, and he explodes. Everybody roll a reflex saving throw.
Oh, I knew it.
Dang it! Oh, actually, I'm pretty good at this.
I am not.
Super good at reflex. 16? 21.
I also have
25.
23.
Fail, pass.
Fail. At 60.
Okay, for those of you that failed, take 11 damage. For those of you that succeeded, take half that, so 5.
Crit success?
Crit success?
Did any
Nothing.
Of us crit success? Oh, okay, never mind. Doesn't matter.
What's the DC of it?
18.
I wouldn't have crit success.
Sorry, thanks for reminding me that. I didn't tell you the DC.
Well,
oh, man. Do I now take my fire damage?
Oh, again? Let's deal with your persistent fire damages. So technically every 6 seconds. So all of you make a check right now. Just battle's over. Make a check. See if you get... If you've been padded, it's 15. If it's 20. If you have not been padded, no.
I succeed.
You did. Okay, so who's still fire? You two? So take
the
your
damage.
So take your damage. Okay. Now, do you guys want to all... Pat
yeah,
real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah.
So three, how are you gonna do it? 3, 6.
Okay, I'm not no longer on fire.
Okay, so we'll say 3 of those, so you take 6 attempts. Six attempts, yeah.
You number 2, I
guess. Yeah, alright. You're all not on fire. And we'll stop there.
That was unpleasant.
And what do you mean the only humans? The only non humans. I'm half elf, he's a full elf.
Oh,
he's the only human.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were human for some reason.
No, I'm an elf.
It's okay. I did too when we first started. Yeah. Even though I wrote his character out on my sheet. I still thought you were human.
And with that, the elemental is down. The carps will be free to lick their wounds and continue on the hunt for the black spider. But what other horrors await them in Wave Echo Cave? You'll just have to wait and see on the next episode of the Dice and Slice Podcast, The Conversion Stream. The intro song, Pangaea, the background music, and this very song that's starting up right now, Vibase, were all created and composed by Kevin MacLeod. You can check out more of his work and the work of many others over at incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. And we'll see you on the next adventure.